What's up, Elite Training for Basketball group? So happy to be here with you in my new spot. Some big changes this past week. But first, let's talk about Sean's big changes. I noticed you set some PRs this week.
I did. I PR'd my snatch. I PR'd my clean and jerk. And I almost PR'd my front squat. If I was paying attention to the weights, I probably would have just done it.
So if English is your second language, you don't know what PR means. PR stands for personal record. Some people use PB for personal best. But Sean has been training his butt off lately and has some pretty impressive numbers. So, your front squat the other day was, what was it, 310 in pounds?
310 on my front squat.
310 in pounds. What's that, 150, 147, 148 kilos?
40-something, yeah.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool.
Thank you, man. Yeah, 315 was my best, and I was supposed to go 95%, which was a 300-pound squat, and I didn't realize I left the fives on each side, so it ended up being a 310, and in that session, I had already PR'd my snatch. I already PR'd my clean and jerk, and if I knew I had 310 on the bar, I would have just thrown, like, I don't know, 320 on the bar and called it a five-pound PR or something, but I didn't realize I even had 310. I thought it was 300, and I just moved it, so.
Does your coach talk in kilos or does he talk in pounds?
Both. He just has it in percentages. So whatever metric I use, he just writes it in sets, reps, and then percentage of. But most weightlifting is pretty much always in kilos. So I'm always converting and doing math.
Right. Yeah, in this group, I mean, there's a lot of Americans, which I think we're the only country that still uses the imperial system, but
mostly,
Puerto Rico, I'm sure no metric better than talking kilos. So, well, cool. And I don't think you've ever said it in any of these shows before, but for anybody watching now or in the future, Sean is on Instagram primarily. Under the name Sean Does Strength. I don't remember, is that one word or is there hyphens?
There's an underscore after each word. So Sean underscore does underscore strength underscore.
Sean Does Strength.
Sean Does Strength.
Yeah, and you've mentioned it's like your own personal blog. It's your own personal fitness blog, essentially.
Yeah, I just post lifting videos. People comment, they're like, man, I love watching you lift. Like, you inspire me and it helps me stay strong. I throw out motivation on there. So if I find something that hits home or that I know my athletes will like, I have a lot of athletes that follow me from the different facilities I've worked at, schools I've worked at, teams I've worked with. So my page is kind of a mix of like weight room tips, strength training tips, fitness and lifestyle tips, motivation, and then a half semi personal blog. Cool. Of my training.
Cool. Yeah. Sean Does Strength. Go follow Sean.
Thanks, guys.
As for me, I'm looking out the windows of our brand new home in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So big news for us. And this last week was a really, really intense and challenging week, moving my family, my wife and two daughters, a dog, two cats. My parents flew down from Delaware, helped us get out here. And so, lots of changes around here. We're excited, though, to be a part and to continue to do this this show each week. So this week, I wanted to talk about my six pillars for developing the superior athlete, essentially. And these are the six pillars that I've really, over the course of my career, have just realized that when you master these basics, you'll master your health. So mastering, and that's why I call them pillars, because they really hold up your house. They hold up and build your foundation so that you can build a big, strong building, a big, strong house, whatever you want to call it and use as an analogy. But establish these six pillars, master these basics and you'll master your health. And why do we want to do that? The healthier the athlete is, the better you'll recover, the better you'll perform, the better cognitive ability, clarity, mental focus you'll have, the better you'll digest your food, which means you'll assimilate it better. You name it. And if it can be improved, it will, if you master these six basics. So we're going to get right into it because we only have 20 more minutes, and there's six basics to cover. So do the math. We're going to spend a couple minutes on each. A couple will maybe take a little more of a deep dive, but it will still be real quick. We're just going to be bringing it real fast. And then in later episodes, we'll dig deeper into some of them. Does that sound good to you, Sean?
That sounds great.
Cool. The first one. So the six basics, what are they? Sleep, sunlight, stress management, nutrition, hydration, and movement. Okay. Those are the six. And so why do I have sleep number one? Sleep is easily the number one thing that you can do better to improve your health. Whether you're a basketball player, which I know that's who we're talking to here, whether you play other sports, whether you're a coach like me and Sean, whether you're a mom or a dad or working from home, day job, whatever, if you improve your sleep, you're going to improve, again, a host of things. We know sleep. And Sean, feel free to jump in. I'm just sure. Starting to
go. Oh, you got it.
But we know you improve the recovery of your muscles when you sleep. We know that you improve the recovery of your brain. Your brain needs rest. Your circadian rhythm, your biology, your 24-hour circadian biology really gets help and established by your sleep. We're going to talk about that in a second. You'll have better energy. You'll have better moods. The ability to burn fat. For a variety of reasons, again, which we won't get into, but there's several different mechanisms that sleep helps your body burn fat. So how much sleep do you need? Most adults need 7 to 9 hours. And really you only can, for the most part, get by on 7 if you're not exercising, you're not, you know, exerting yourself physically. Y'all are exerting yourself physically on the court, in the weight room, in practice. You need that higher level. It's pretty well known and out there in public knowledge. You can Google it that LeBron is really stresses getting 10 hours of sleep a night. That's just what he feels he needs. So get at least 8 is what I tell people. If you're waking up and if you're hitting the snooze bar when you wake up, if you're not waking up refreshed, there's a variety of things that you can do to notice if you're not getting enough sleep, but 8 hours at a minimum when you're performing during the season, when you're playing, when you're training, when you're lifting, all these types of things. And then listen to your body. 9-10 hours is ideal. If you can't get it overnight, add a nap during the day. And I know it's difficult. A lot of y'all have tip offs at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock. You get done at 11, maybe have an interview or whatever after the fact, get on the bus, get on the plane. You got to get home, get back to the hotel. Don't get to sleep till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. You got to supplement your sleep with naps.
Yeah.
A word on sleep hygiene. And it's really, really important. And we're already talking too much about sleep, but it's probably the biggest important one for y'all. We need to sleep in a pitch black environment. You shouldn't be able to see your hand in front of your face. There should be zero light. You shouldn't have any electromagnetic frequencies near your body. So phones, put them on airplane mode. And if you need them on for family reasons or whatever, put them as far away from your body as possible. That'll keep your sympathetic dominant nervous system essentially awake. So even though you're sleeping, that parasympathetic in some people aren't sensitive to it, but many are. But it can keep your sympathetic dominant nervous system on while you're sleeping, and you won't get a restful night's sleep. So turning off your phone or getting as far away from you as possible, computers, all those things, that's one of the best things that I've had in my career to help people get better sleep, to burn fat, to feel better, to have more energy, to have better workouts, all these types of things. So phones off, airplane mode, whatever it may be, get them away from your body. You want to have in a pitch black room. You want to have in a cool room. Ideally, and I'm talking Fahrenheit here, so you have to convert to Celsius, but 64 to 68 degrees is what the science says. You want to have a cool room. We all know that our bodies cool down when we sleep to conserve energy and whatnot. So a cool room is also very, very important. And then I like to I should have brought them up. I don't have them with me. I wear blue light blocking glasses at night. They're orange. And what happens really, really, really quickly is these screens give off the light that is equivalent to the light of the noonday sun. So most of us, including myself, you know, watching Netflix at night, watching videos on the phone, they basically tell our brain that it's daytime. Mm. Our bodies cannot make melatonin. Our bodies make cortisol in that situation. And then it's tough to get to sleep and our whole 24-hour cycle is off. So ideally screens are shut off at least an hour before bed. But even still, once the sun goes down, if you're at my house at night, you'll catch me. I'll have orange glasses on. They look goofy, but it helps a host of things. Another thing with sleep and why it's so critical is it really is important to optimize your testosterone and females as well. But we need testosterone for recovery, for optimal energy output if we're training, for a host of things. It's critical to have that testosterone. So make sure you're grabbing your sleep. Sean, anything to add?
Low hanging fruit. I mean, it's one of those things that doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of effort. It's attainable for everyone. It's free. I like that it's your first pillar because it's something that everyone can grab onto almost right away. It's something you can incorporate instantly.
Yeah. And that's why I have it number one, because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. I'm not asking you to sign up for anything. Just put your head on the pillow, close your eyes, turn your phone off. Get your sleep.
One thing I will add to sleep is, ideally, if we're sleeping, we want to try and breathe through our nose. The nose regulates oxygen. The nose also ties into the sympathetic nervous system that Phil was talking about. So there's actually products I've seen where they actually like almost tape your mouth closed with a little gap in your teeth so that you can sleep and breathe through your mouth if you had to. But try focus and work on a closed mouth nasal breathing as you try and sleep, and just be aware of that. That'll help your sleep quality and that'll help a host of other things too.
Really good point. When you sleep, when you breathe through your nose, your body engages the parasympathetic system, the rest and digest, the recovery aspect of the nervous system. When you breathe out of your mouth, you're basically telling your brain, I need more oxygen, kick on the sympathetic dominant system or the fight or flight type mechanism of the nervous system. So yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. I love that tip. Number two is sunlight. Why is this number two? Again, it's free. Okay. The sunlight helps to set our circadian rhythm. Now, why is that important for you as a basketball player? Most people in this group are males. Okay. They're men. We all know that females have a cycle. Okay. They have a monthly cycle. Those of us who are married, who live with a lady, okay, we know that all too well sometimes. But the men also have a cycle, and that's a 24-hour cycle, all right? And that testosterone rises and falls throughout the day. Ideally, it's peaking in the morning, it's low in the evening, and the sunlight helps direct that. The sunlight actually helps direct all hormones. There's a small part of your brain in the hypothalamus called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. You don't need to know that, but what you need to know about it is it's your master clock and it governs every other cell. Every other cell, if you want to look at it, is they have a clock on their cell structure as well. And all of those clocks look to the suprachiasmatic nucleus to know what time of day it is and therefore which hormones to produce. So the way the suprachiasmatic nucleus is affected is by the light and the dark. It's why we don't want to look at screens at nighttime, because we're telling that suprachiasmatic nucleus it's daytime. Same reason we want to be out in the sunlight as much as possible. The quickest way to reestablish and correct your circadian rhythm, which will help to improve all your hormones, including testosterone and others, is to get out in the sunlight between 9 and 11 in the morning. Okay, so between the hours of 9 and 11, try and get 20 to 30 minutes or more if you can. Every day for 2 weeks, add that to sleep, your circadian rhythm will be back to balance. It really can happen that quickly. And there's science, there's plenty of journals out there talking about that. There's a couple of big ones that I really like that talk about camping. Just go out and camp in the wilderness and you kind of wake up with the sunlight and you go down with the dark and dude, you can reestablish all of your hormones just that fast. So get in the sunlight. The other reason we need sunlight is vitamin D. And I'm going to share my screen here. And what we know about vitamin D is that it is, where do we go here? It is vitamin D is produced by the UVB rays. Now, UVB rays do not happen, and we don't get UVB rays during the winter months. So that's why here in America, and I know Australia, and I know the seasons are a little bit different, but from about this time of year till about March, okay, we're not going to get any vitamin D from the sunlight. And so that's why flu season happens during the during the winter months, primarily because vitamin D greatly helps our immune system. And so we're thinking about going to the beach during the summer, spending a lot of time outdoors, and we're getting all this sunlight, we're getting all this vitamin D, and our vitamin D just creeps up and up and up and up and up. And then about October, November, we're at our peak. And then it starts going back down November, December, January, February. Flu season comes January, February. Most of the time people get sick, they get cold, they get the flu. It's really lack of vitamin D season. It's not flu season. And so we need to start supplementing. But if you look at these lines, you can see above here, it says, if you live above the orange line, the sun might be too weak during winter and spring months to give you enough vitamin D. If you live above the red line, it will be very hard to be sufficient in vitamin D without food or supplements. So anybody that's living or playing in Northern Europe, okay, you're all affected. Anybody that's playing in Russia, you know, Greenland, Iceland, you know, over here, we got Lithuania, Latvia, Sweden, Norway, Finland. We got all these countries. You need to start supplementing with vitamin D because we're not going to get it from the sunlight. We need vitamin D for optimal testosterone production, okay? And we need testosterone to recover. We need testosterone to perform optimally as human beings. Again, females, you too. We need vitamin D for immune system. There is a vitamin D receptor site on literally every single cell in your body. So every single system, every single cell will be affected in a positive way if our vitamin D is optimal, is at an optimal level. A thing to note about skin color too, there's a lot of black guys in this group. There's a lot of black guys that play basketball. Pretty obvious, pretty common. Your skin almost repels vitamin D. You need to spend longer time in the sun. So someone like Sean or me can get more vitamin D, about 20,000 IUs in 30 minutes. Someone who has darker skin will probably have to take twice that amount of time to get the same amount of vitamin D. So if you're living or playing in northern countries, anything above this red line, if you have darker skin, the chances are your vitamin D is not optimal. That could be why you get sick. It could be why you get injured. Your bones aren't as strong. Your ligaments and tendons aren't as strong. It could be why you're not recovering as well. It could be why you have a decreased libido, sexual performance, things like that. Vitamin D affects it all. So it's really important. I wanted to touch on that while we're talking about sunlight, but it's critical that you get the vitamin D. On to the next one, Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, unless you had any top or practical solutions for supplementation requirements, whether dosing or foods to eat, maybe just to help real quick.
Yeah, so the way I like, the sun is the ideal, that's the way to go. I like dosing in 5,000 IU increments daily for most people. You can also do 10,000 every other day. I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend these things. What I do say though is what I do. And so what I've done is if your levels are low, if I were you, I would take a 100,000 to 150,000 IU dose one time, sometimes two, depending on where your levels are. But you can spread those doses out. And then you can start taking vitamin D regularly. But to get your levels up fast, there's a lot of studies out there that show a mega dose or two will really shoot up your vitamin D. So that's really good. Good point. Stress management. So all of us are stressed. There's good stress and there's bad stress. Really quickly though, so stress can affect us in all sorts of ways. Some people can get joint pain. Some people can get depressed. Some people can get lethargic and tired. It could affect anything. But what we know about stress is if you're overly stressed, you're going to have an overabundance of cortisol. And what cortisol does, one of the big things is it depletes your stomach acids, and it affects your digestion. It will affect the gut, and it will create some improper gut flora and things like that. Our immune system is primarily built in the gut. All right, so we will get sick as a result of poor stress management. We will also have, it can happen a multitude of ways, but our neurotransmitters are also made and developed in the gut. So you might not be happy, you might be depressed, you might not feel like, you might not have any drive. You might be like, dang, I don't wanna get up and play today. Dang, I don't have any effort to, I don't have any desire to go to practice today. Things like that can be affected because we're stressed, and because that cortisol drive, because we're stressed, depletes our gut microbiome, depletes our gut stomach acids, depletes our HCL production, which will negatively affect our immune system. It will negatively affect your neurotransmitters, which are your brain chemical messengers. So lots of things going on there. In a game, you might like space out, like, what am I doing here? Things like that, you know? So really important to manage your stress. One way I like to do it is just 10 minutes of meditation twice daily. That's what I say. Everybody has 20 minutes. If you don't have 20 minutes, we need to figure out your life. We need to get you, we need to do something. Okay. But some people meditate longer, but that's kind of my first line of defense for stress management. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening, turn all electronics off, sit down if you can, fold your legs, sit down on your heels. Just close your eyes, breathing in and out of the nose. I like that parasympathetic that we talked about earlier, getting in a restful state. 10 minutes goes by fast, and it's really good for your stress management. Sean, anything?
Yeah. As far as stress management goes, I was going to bring up two things. One thing about the cortisol, I believe higher levels of cortisol also increase your fat stores, or makes it harder to actually burn the fat. So if you're too stressed out and you're storing more fat, could be a potential reason. And then as well as just a fun little quote that I use to help me kind of overcome things I can't control or can control. One of my psychology professors used to say, if it's out of your control, ain't no use worrying about it.
Yeah.
If it's within your control, ain't no use worrying about it. So we either can or can't control our situations. Just got to understand where you play and where you fit into that situation. But just understanding you don't have to be so driven and trying to figure everything out. If you can't control it, there's no reason to stress about it. No yeah. amount of stress is going to make it better. So try and relax, try and do the breathing, try and take your mind off it. Or if you can control the situation, relieve your stress by taking the steps necessary to fix or correct or make do with your situation.
Yep, I agree. And cortisol, you mentioned a body fat store. That's true, specifically, primarily in the belly. Men will store fat in the belly because of cortisol and stress, and women too. Okay, we got a couple minutes. Nutrition. All right. Again, we could talk for weeks on this. My bottom line for nutrition is eat real food. Okay. Single ingredient foods. What is single ingredient food? Steak, chicken, broccoli, apple. Okay. These are one ingredient foods. A protein goal daily is big. Most basketball players lose weight throughout the season because they're burning so many calories. They're not eating enough. Okay. So just look down at your hands and have two palms. Okay. The size of your palm. Again, I'm talking in American terms, but most men average size 6 feet, whatever, will have 3.5 to 4 ounces of meat if they use their palm as a reference point. Eat two of those 3 to 4 times a day. That's 8 ounces, 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 times a day. That's probably more than you're already eating. But that will do a host of wonders for you, for recovery, for your muscles, blah, blah, blah. Again, we're running short on time. And then I want you to eat vegetables every meal. Okay. So protein goal, 2 palms, 3 to 4 times a day, and then eat a green vegetable each and every meal. Regarding hydration, some of you guys, I don't call this water, because hydration also has to do with electrolytes, and electrolytes help your body to basically stay hydrated. So, some of you guys only drink water when you're playing games, when you're practicing, but we need to be drinking water throughout the day. Again, my first line of defense, my baseline, is half your body weight in ounces a day. And I'm talking in pounds. So I'm about 220 pounds, okay? Half my body weight, 110. I need to drink at least 110 ounces a day. Usually the water that I'm drinking when I'm out there exercising and sweating doesn't count. So it's 110 ounces outside of that.
All right. I think a quick note on that, fluid replacement also counts as hydration, right? So the average basketball player, I think if I remember right, you're burning anywhere between a liter to a liter and a half per hour of water. So you need to make sure that you're not only hydrating what you need for your body, but also replacing the fluid that you're losing during play.
Right, right. And so for those of you who use kilos, just use the kilos. So say you weigh 100 kilos. Let's start with 100 ounces and go from there. I don't know what 100 ounces is in liters.
Liters, probably.
We'll figure that out later. and then you know, salt your food. Salt is very vilified. Salt should have color, okay? Pink, blue, black, yellow, Hawaiian red. There's a lot of different colors of salt. White, it loses its minerals. So salt your food. Potassium and magnesium are also critical. And then movement, which is, gosh, again, we could spend shows and shows on this, which we will in the future, but you need to, obviously you guys are moving on the basketball court, so we don't have to necessarily talk about that, but regarding what you need in a physical body sense, you need to be training for your body, you need to correct your imbalances, you need to strengthen your weaknesses, and that's where I start, and that requires some diligence. It requires knowing what's weak, knowing what's strong, and then knowing somebody who can help you improve those things. So that's all I got on that topic because we're pressed for time. Sean, do you have anything to add?
To the movement, nutrition, or
hydration, yeah.
Hydration. The nutrition, I'm pretty spot on with you. Sometimes I say goal weight and protein, which if someone's trying to gain or lose weight, that usually helps. Lean body mass in grams of protein is another good goal people use. With you. A fruit or a veggie at every meal, a protein at every meal to make sure we're getting that in. Yep. I like carbohydrates before and after performances. Yep. So I'm eating carbs right before I train. I'm eating carbs after I train. If I'm not training, I'm having a higher fat content in my meal. So we're going to sandwich our carbs around training time for recovery and performance. Yep. That's kind of how I think about fueling is recovery and for performance. So the carbohydrates give you energy, but they also recover. They get your blood sugar back up, your muscle glycogen back up. So you're going to need that especially if you play continuous day after day after day, you need the carbs to replenish the energy. So if you're feeling lethargic, that could be one of those reasons. The movement, motion is lotion. Keep moving. A lot of you basketball players, typically what I see is whatever you guys do in practice is a lot of pushing, a lot of passing, a lot of check, things like that. So try and balance the movements to the things you're not already getting the most of. So a lot more pulling movements, maybe a lot more lower movements. You guys jump plenty. I can't imagine you need more jumping. I would say more lower range of motion things, just things to balance out what you're not already doing. Because you're moving plenty, but it's specified movement. It's basketball movement, which is usually hard, fast, sharp, and tall. So balance that out and try and find different variations or different styles of movement, lower squats, lunges, things like that. Twist. Guys got to be able to twist better. A lot of guys get stuck and they get really stiff, but if I can keep my spine healthy, that's another big deal.
Yep. Yeah. And you basically went through, so Paul Cech has the seven primal movements, but if we go back to primitive, you know, ancestral man, they did seven movements every day. They squatted, they lunged, they bended. They pushed, they pulled, and they twisted. Yep. And then their gait is number seven. So walking, running. So, again, that's a baseline for a lot of folks. And you mentioned a great point about everything's pushing, everything's up, as well as a lot of these guys are tall. They're 6'4", 5'7" and taller.
So nothing's low.
So they're constantly looking down on people. So all of the rowing, getting your back stronger, getting your upper back and your neck and your low back, getting your support system back here strong. So all this isn't going on because most people nowadays are also doing this is really important for y'all basketball players. So, and it helps specifically to the basketball court. If you think about when you're bent over in a defensive stance, rather than being here, you'll be a little more upright. So yeah, really good stuff. All right, Sean, any closing words? That was a whirlwind. We'll go deeper into those topics in future episodes, but I wanted to hit on the six pillars. Go through those six pillars and the things that you already have basically a grasp on, kind of check that box in your brain and focus on the on one that you aren't very good at, or one that you're like, man, I'm really good at sleep. I get 8-9 hours a night. I take a nap every day. Sleep's good. Let's focus on sunlight. Let's get in the sunlight every day for the next 2 weeks between 9 and 11 in the morning. Focus on one for the next week and then start building from there. John, like anything?
Nope. Pretty much a whirlwind. Just like Phil said, like fill your buckets, make sure you're even everywhere. Try and balance out what's imbalanced and go from there. But yeah, that was a lot of info.
It was a lot. I'll have to watch it again.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun.
All right,
y'all. I learned a lot.
Yeah, good, good. I love it. I love hearing cool. that. All right, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
See ya.